Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Let us see. Tathahi yatra yatra tumaha tatra tatra agrendana sanyoga iti sadhya vyapakatvam parvato dhumavan. You want to prove smoke. And the upadhi is wet fuel. Wherever there is smoke, there is wet fuel. It's very clear. The wood, when it is sending out smoke, when it's giving out smoke, you understand there is wetness in it. There is some water content in it. Without a water content, there will be no smoke. So, wherever there is smoke, there is water content. Sadhya, what do you want to prove? Smoke. Parvato dhumavan, the fire has smoke. That smoke, ardhrendra sanyoga exists. The relationship, sanyoga is the combination, the relationship, the coexistence of the wet fuel, it exists. Now, why? The hetu, the reason, what did you give? Because it is, smoke exists because it has fire. Now, fire. Yatra yatra vannihi tatra tatra ardhrendra sanyoga is impossible. Wherever there is fire, you cannot say there is this dry fuel, the wet fuel, there is a relationship link up with this wet fuel. It is impossible to say. The gas, when it is totally at the gases, pure gas, it will not give you any wet, any smoke. One. Or iron rod, when it is made red hot, when it is burnt to the red hot level, it will not give out smoke, but it has fire. It has fire, but it will not emit smoke. So, this sadhana avyapakatva, it exists. Vyapti exists in the sadhya. Vyapti does not exist in the sadhana. So avyapakatva exists, which is what he says. Yatra yatra vanni tatra tatra ardra indana sanyoga nasti. Wherever there is fire, there is no ardra indana sanyoga, relationship with the wet fuel. But wherever there is smoke, definitely there is a relationship with the wet fuel. You cannot say the same with the fire. Wherever there is fire, there is relationship with the wet fuel. It cannot be said like that. Yatha ayogolake, like in the iron ball or iron rod, when it is burnt to red hot, it will not emit any fuel. But the fire exists. Therefore, in the sadhya, the upadhi exists. Ardhrendra sanyoga exists. In the sadhana, in the reasoning, ardhrendra sanyoga does not exist. If it is existing in the sadhya and not existing, the upadhi existing in the sadhya, not existing in the sadhana, that is asiddha. Asiddha hetu. Ardhrendra sanyoga abhavaditi sadhana avyapakatvam. Evam atra sadhya vyapakatve sati sadhana avyapakatvat ardrendana sanyogaha upadhi. Therefore, here in this place, parvato dhumavan vannehe vannimatvat, the fire, the mountain is in smokes because it has fire. This is impossible. This logic is wrong because It is wrong. How? Vyapyatva siddhehe. Because of the vyapyatva siddhi. In the sadhya, upadhi exists. In the sadhana, the vyapyatva of upadhi does not exist. Therefore, it has this error. So this is the important error you can see. And when the people use logic and they are good in their logic, they'll try to eliminate all the other logic. They'll just get stuck with this upadhi. All the other logics are possible to eliminate, but upadhi you can try some place where the sadhya it does not get vyapyatva in the sadhana and get vyapyatva in the sadhya. It is always possible. So just try to bring in that upadhi and fit in here. Over. This logic is destroyed. So there are some more logics which we will see in the Tika. Yasya sadhya bhavaha pramanantrena pakshe nishchitaha sa badhitaha yatha vanni anushnaha dravyatva iti atra anushnattam sadhyam tatabhavaha ushnattam sparshana pratyakshena grishyate iti badhitattam yasya sadhya abhavaha pramanantrena pakshe nishchitaha sa badhitaha. This is the fifth hetvabhasa, badhita hetvabhasa, that which is negated, that which is condemned, that which gets negated. How? This logic, when whatever logic you give, whatever reasoning you give, if it can be negated through another pramana, another means of right knowledge, it is called badhita. You give a hetu, if it is negated by pratyaksha, it is badhita. Like sadhya abhavaha pramanantrena pakshe nishchitaha sadhya abhavaha yatha vanni anushnaha. Fire is cold. Why? Dravyatva. It is a dravya. It is one among the dravya substance. Therefore atra anushnattam sadhyam tat abhavaha ushnattam. Anushnattam is the thing which you want to prove on fire. Sadhya is anushnatva. The non-hotness, it is coldness. And that, tadabhava ushnattam, the absence of non-hotness is hotness, the heat which it produces. That exists in the fire by the pratyaksha, by touching it you will understand it. By direct perception you understand that the fire is hot. Through the logic you want to prove it is cold. But when you touch it, you will understand it is hot. So that logic which you gave is negated by this pramana. That kind of pramana is badhita. The sky also. Sky, you want to prove. What is sky? Sky is that which is blue. But the pratyaksha is like that. Through anumana you can negate it. Therefore, that is again badhita. So, vyakshatam anumanam. With this we come to the end of the anumana, inference. Next is upamana, suggestive. Upamana paricchedaha, atha upamana paricchedaha, upamatikaranam upamanam, sanya sangi sammandha jnanam upamitihi, tatkaranam sadrushya jnanam, adiresha vakyartha smaranam, avantara vyaparaha, chitahi kaschit gavaya shabda vachyam ajanan, kutaschit aranyakam aranyaka purushat gosadrusho gavayeti shrutva vanam gato vakyartham smaran gosadrusham pindam pashyati tadanantaram ayam gavaya shabda vachya iti upamitir upadyate. Upamiti karanam upamanam, that which is an instrument for upamiti knowledge is upamana. The suggestive cognition, through example you understand something, through similarities you understand something, that is called upamana. That knowledge which you gain through the examples, with the similarities. Now what is upamana? സംജ്ഞാ സംജ്ഞി സംബന്ധ ജ്ഞാനം ഉപമിതി. സംജ്ഞ നെയിം, സംജ്ഞി ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഹാസ് ദി നെയിം. ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ദർ ഇസ് എ സംബന്ധ, ദർ ഇസ് എ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ്. ദി നെയിം ആൻഡ് ദി നെയിംഡ്, ഫോർ ദാറ്റ് ദർ ഇസ് എ റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ്. ദി നോളജ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ഉപമിതി. ദി നോളജ് ഓഫ് ദി name and named, the relationship between the name and the named is upamiti. This upam and tat karanam sadrishya jnanam. And what is the instrument for upamiti, the upamiti knowledge? It is the sadrishya jnana. Sadrishya jnana means the similarities. The knowledge of the similarities is the instrument for upamana, upamiti knowledge. How? അതിദേശവാക്യാർത്ഥ സ്മരണം അവാന്തര വ്യാപാര. ദി ഇൻസ്ട്രുമെന്റ്, മെയിൻ ഇൻസ്ട്രുമെന്റ് മേ ബി തത്കരണം, മേ ബി സാദൃശ്യ ജ്ഞാനം, സിമിലാരിറ്റി. ബട്ട് ദർ ഇസ് എ സൈഡ് സെക്കൻഡറി വ്യാപാര ഓൾസോ, സെക്കൻഡറി ട്രാൻസാക്ഷൻ ഓൾസോ, വിച്ച് ഇസ് റിമെമ്പറിംഗ് സംവൺ സീയിങ് ദി സിമിലാരിറ്റി. ദി സിമിലാരിറ്റി നോളജ് യു മേ ഹാവ്, ബട്ട് റിമെമ്പറിംഗ് ഇറ്റ് being heard, that is important. Only when you remember it in the right point, you will understand that this is what they were discussing. So that is another important transaction in this knowledge. Now tatha he is giving, he is explaining it through an example. Kaschid gavaya shabda vachyam ajanan. What is gavaya? One does not know. Gavaya is oxen. So, what is an ox? I don't know what is an ox. And kutaschit aranyaka purushat, somewhere he sees a forest man. Aranyaka purushat, purusha means person. Aranyaka, aranya, aranya bhava aranyaka. One who lives in the forest, a forest person, or one who has the knowledge of the wild animals. Through him, he meets him somewhere. He says, go sadrusho gavayaha. A gavaya, an oxen, is something which is similar to a cow, a buffalo. Now he remembers. Okay. He hears feet from this forest man. He understands, okay, that which is similar to a buffalo is oxen. Okay. Now, Shrutva, after hearing this, Vanam Gataha, he enters the forest. He goes in the forest. That a different point of time. Vakyartha Smaran, Go Sadrusham Pindam Pashyati. He remembers, he sees an animal, then he remembers, oh, I am in the watch out for this oxen. I remember that forest person saying, the oxen is something which is similar to buffalo, and here it is. There is a pinda, there is a body which is similar to a buffalo. He remembers that, the similarity between buffalo and the oxen, which the forest man said, that he remembers. Ayam tadanantaram, after that he gains this knowledge. Ayam gavai shabda vachya. He knows the word, but he does not know the form which is attached to the word. Now he understands that word is pointing out to this. This is the body which has that name. Gavaya, oxen. This is what is called as oxen. Now he understands this. Therefore, because of the suggestion, whatever cognition he had, whatever knowledge he had, that is upamana, iti upamiti upapadyate. That knowledge which he gains because of that suggestion, that cognition is suggestive cognition. Through example, you gain the knowledge of the similarity of the object which you want to know, and the sanya sangi, the name and the form, the relationship between that is remembered through some suggestion, and that knowledge is upamiti. That is what he is. This is the object which is referred to as oxen. Iti upamana. So we come to the end of upamana, the third pramana also. अथ शब्द परिच्छेदः. शब्द इज द फोर्थ प्रमाण. आप्तवाक्यं शब्दः, आप्तस्तु यथार्थवक्ता, वाक्यं पदसमूहः. यथा गाम आनय, शुक्लां दण्डेन इति, शक्तं पदम्, अस्माद् पदात् अयम् अर्थो बोद्धव्य इति ईश्वरसङ्केतः शक्तिः. What is शब्दा? What is Shabda? Shabda is the Pramana, the fourth Pramana. So, what is Shabda? Aptavakyam Shabdaha. Aptavakyam, word produced by Apta is Shabda. That is the Shabda Pramana. Now, what is Apta? Who is Apta? How is Apta? So, what, who, how, these kind of questions comes. So, who is an apta? Apta is aptastu yathartha vakta. One who has studied the shastra and follows the shastra as it is an apta in Purva Mimamsa. Here, one who speaks what he knows as it is apta, yathartha vakta. See, you may have the knowledge, but if you are not able to explain it as it is, then you are not an apta. You may not have the knowledge, but if you are able to still present it, still you cannot be considered an apta, because you are not talking about what you know. But one who knows what he is speaking about, and one who explains it as it is apta. Yatha artha vakta, one who says things as it is. So, his word, he is apta, his word is Shabda Pramana. Now, Vakyam, Yatharta Vakta, you said. What is a Vakta? A Vakta is a person who speaks. Speaks means speaks words, sentence. What is a sentence? Vakyam Pada Samuhaha. Vakyam, the definition for vakyam is a sentence is group of words. Group of words is sentence. Oh, these things we know. No, this is what we have been studying from childhood. What is sentence? Sentence is a group of words, but it is not that simple. We have not gone through the logical questioning there. Yatha, he is giving an example also to prove what a sentences. Gam anaya shuklam dandena iti. Gam anaya, bring the cow with the white stick. This is a sentence. Now, here you have to understand pada samuha. Pada is words that are applicable, that is usable, that is pada. Okay. You have created some words. Usable words. Okay. But cat is a usable word. Okay. Rat, you understand? Okay. It's a usable word. Dog, okay. Cat, rat, dog. Pada samuha. Didn't I say pada samuha? Group of words. What is sentence? Group of words. Cat, rat, dog. Group of words. Is it a sentence? No. A sentence is that which has a relationship. One word has a relationship with the other. What, how, who? These kind of question should be satisfied by one word through the another word. That is what is sentence. If I say cat, rat, dog, then I should ask cat what? Rat, rat what? Cat. There is no relationship there. There is no satisfactory explanation. So, gam anaya, bring the cow. Bring what? The cow. What should I do with the cow? Bring. There is a relationship there. There is a question. The expectancy is solved by the other word. When the expectancy, the akanksha, is solved by another word in the sentence, that is called as proper sentence, not cat, rat, dog, etc. So a sentence where these we'll see akanksha yogyata sannidhi. We'll see this also later. We'll say tatha shaktam padam. He said shaktam padam. What is shaktam padam? What is a pada? He says shaktam padam, that which has a meaning is a pada. Nilakla blue blue. There is no meaning. It's not a pada. It's not a usable word. That word which has a meaning to it is pada. And what is that which gives the meaning to it? What is the shakti you are talking about? So, asmat padat ayam artho bodhavyah iti ishvara sanketah shaktihi. That shakti, that power of the word, shakti is the power. Power here of the word. The word power. So, that power of the word is that which is the grace, blessing of Ishvara, God, for what? For assigning a meaning to it through this word. This is what should be meant. When you say pot, it defines only that form which is round and which has a entrance, which has an opening on the top and which has a neck. That is a pot. When you say table, that which has four legs and a flat platform on top. That is what is table. So, through a word, this is what should be meant. This relationship, which is the blessing of Ishvara, the grace of Ishvara, that is what is Shakti. So, Shakti is Asmat Pada. Because of this word, through this word, I am Padartha Bodhavya. This is the word, this is the meaning one should gain. Iti Ishvara Sanketaha. This Ishvara's blessing is Shakti, the power of the word. So, Akanksha Yogyata Sannidhi. Akanksha, there, when you want to understand a word, you have to follow these three things. Akanksha Yogyata Sannidhischa Vakyartha Jnane Hetuhu. To gain a knowledge of the words in the sentence, to gain a knowledge of the sentence, you need to gain the knowledge of the words. And to gain the knowledge of the words, these words should have these kind of qualities. We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.